Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of September 17th, 2023. It's entitled Wisdom with Words, and it's taken from various passages in Proverbs, but I'm going to begin by reading shortly from Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 6 to 14, 18 to 21, and 31 to 32. So this chapter has a lot to say about having wisdom with words. The call to worship is from Psalm 89, verses 1 and 2. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. Amen. The book of Proverbs covers many subjects: listening to and following wisdom's direction, work, riches, and sexual promiscuity. It may surprise you, however, to learn that the book of Proverbs has more to say about our words than anything else that it addresses in our lives. The book of Proverbs recognizes the importance of our words by addressing this subject approximately 150 times in 915 verses. One-sixth of the book of Proverbs is stressing and talking about the importance of our words. Let me read from Proverbs chapter 10 some selected verses here which speak about the use of our words. Verses 6 to 14, and then 18 to 21, and then 31 to 32. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The godly are showered with blessings. The words of the wicked conceal violent intentions. We have happy memories of the godly, but the name of a wicked person rots away. The wise are glad to be instructed, but babbling fools fall flat on their faces. People with integrity walk safely, but those who follow crooked paths will be exposed. People who wink at wrong cause trouble, but a bold reproof promotes peace. The words of the godly are a life-giving fountain. The words of the wicked conceal violent intentions. Hatred stirs up quarrels, but love makes up for all offenses. Wise words come from the lips of people with understanding, but those lacking sense will be beaten with a rod. Wise people treasure knowledge, but the babbling of a fool invites disaster. Then verses 18 to 21. Hiding hatred makes you a liar. Slandering others makes you a fool. Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. The words of the godly are like sterling silver. The heart of a fool is worthless. The words of the godly encourage many, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. Verses 31 and 32, the mouth of the godly person gives wise advice, but the tongue that deceives will be cut off. The lips of the godly speak helpful words, but the mouth of the wicked speak perverse words. 2 Corinthians calls us to glorify God with your body. We see the wisdom of Proverbs tells us that that begins by controlling your tongue. Proverbs 18:21 in the Message translation says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Aldous Huxley said, thanks to words, we've been able to rise above the brutes. And thanks to words, we've often sunk to the level of the demons. As we look applying wisdom to our words, it's not surprising that Proverbs sometimes tells us, and this is the first point, to shut up. To shut up. It's said that a young man came to the great philosopher Socrates in order to be instructed in oratory. The moment the young man was introduced, he began to talk, and there was an incessant stream for some time. When Socrates finally got a chance to speak, he told the young man, "I have decided to charge you a double fee." "A double fee? Why is that?" the young man asked. The old sage replied, "I will have to teach you two lessons. First, how to hold your tongue, and then how to use it." Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19 in the NIV says, "Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongue." The New Living Translation says, "Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut." Knowing when to speak and when instead to keep silent is a gift of wisdom, both for the speaker and for those around them. My father used to tell me, "If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all." Proverbs 11:21 says, "Whoever derides their neighbor has no sense, but the one who has understanding holds their tongue." Proverbs 17:27 says, "The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even-tempered." And Proverbs 19:11 says, "A person's wisdom yields patience. It is good, it is to one's glory to overlook an offense." You don't always have to point out something. Proverbs' warnings about words include dwelling on others' failures, spreading lies, and gossiping. Think before you speak, because, as they say, a word and a stone cannot be called back. A word like a stone cannot be called back once it's released, once it's thrown. Yes, words can be hurtful. However, words can also be helpful. So secondly, we need to hear that Proverbs tells us to use our words to build up. To build up. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11 says, "The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence." And Proverbs 13:14 says, "The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death." Those who speak wisdom are compared to a fountain of life. It is refreshing. It is necessary. It is good to be near. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 tells us to encourage one another. William Barclay, in his commentary on Hebrews, says this about encouragement: "One of the highest of human duties is that of encouragement. It's easy to laugh at men's ideals, to pour cold water on their enthusiasm, to discourage them. The world is full of discouragers. We have a Christian duty to encourage one another. Many a time, a word of praise or thanks or appreciation or cheer has kept a man on his feet. Blessed is the man who speaks such word." Generally speaking, how do you use your words? Are you an encourager or a discourager to those around you? Which category would King Solomon put you in based on your words? Among the wise or the fools? Do you need to make some adjustments on how you approach life and use your words? Only the Lord God can truly help you. Ephesians 4:21 to 24 and verse 29 reminds us who we belong to. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. In verse 29, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Who around you is in need of encouragement? Everyone will benefit from someone appreciating a positive quality within them, especially those facing life's challenges. So we've seen there's a time to shut up, to hold your tongue, and not let that word of sarcasm or criticism out of your mouth. There's also a time to use your words to build up, to come alongside and encourage someone who feels discouraged. Finally, there's a time, if you see something which needs to be addressed, you must speak up. Speak up. Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9 say, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, and for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. T.R. Glover said, four words destroyed slavery. Just four words destroyed slavery. And those four words were, for whom Christ died. For whom Christ died. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. The Lord God has always wanted his people to speak up for the oppressed and forgotten. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 17 to 19, through Moses, he reminded them, God, your God, is the God of all gods. He's the master of all masters, a God immense and powerful and awesome. He doesn't play favorites. He takes no bribes. Makes sure orphans and widows are treated fairly. Takes loving care of foreigners by seeing that they get food and clothing. You must treat foreigners with the same loving care. Remember, you were once foreigners in Egypt. Amen. That was from the Message translation. We are also to speak up and share our faith when we are prompted by the Lord. There's a story of a young Presbyterian minister who was in charge of a large city church. The most active and generous member was a woman whose wealthy husband never attended. With the passing of the years, the young cleric felt impelled to do something about it. He finally made an appointment with the industrialist. The businessman seemed more austere as he sat quietly behind his great desk. Awkwardly, the young man came to the point of his visit. In very simple language, he set forth the Christian proposition and then added, I think you ought to do something about this, one way or the other. The man did not answer. Carefully, the minister reiterated his conversation. Again, there was silence. A third time, the preacher rephrased the claims of Christ. Finally, the well-to-do man reached for his memo pad and scribbled this note, handed it to the minister. I am so deeply moved that I cannot speak. The minister was the first person in years to challenge this giant to confess Christ. He became a member of his church and was an effective Christian. Speak up. An old saint wisely observed of himself and his peers, many of us are like a pair of old shoes, all worn out except the tongue. talking is something we can do so easily. Sometimes without thinking, sometimes without care. There's a verse in a children's song which we all need to remember. Oh, be careful, little lips, what you say. We all need God's wisdom to guide our words, regardless of our age. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, from the Message says, God doesn't miss a thing. He's alert to good and evil alike. You won't sneak anything past God. Jesus said that the true condition of our hearts is seen by what comes out of our mouths. Matthew chapter 15, verses 11 and 18 and 19 says, it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. The words you speak come from the heart. That's what defiles you. For from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. Wisdom with words begins by paying attention to what's coming out of your mouth and the impact those words are having. A little poem says, I'm careful of the words I say and keep them soft and sweet. I never know from day to day which ones I'll have to eat. Oh, be careful, little lips, what you say. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20 says, fire goes out without wood, and quarrel disappears when gossip stops. Don't fuel it. Guard your mouth. We are each responsible for our words. Do not blame others for upsetting you or for starting it. You're responsible for what comes out of your mouth. Having wisdom with our words comes as we submit to Jesus as our Lord and Savior and ask the Holy Spirit to guard and guide our lips and obey when He corrects us. Oh, be careful, little lips, what you say. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 31a and 32a say, the mouth of a godly person gives wise advice. The lips of the godly speak helpful words. Ephesians 4, 29. Don't use abusive or foul language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Thank you, Lord. May this be true of us. For our benediction, I'd like to read from Psalm 19, verse 14. This is from the God's Word translation. May the words from my mouth and the thoughts from my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my defender. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. May the Lord bless you. Goodbye.